Hello, everyone. My name is Dave Kersey. Join me for the next hour for A Call to Worship.
In the midst of his children, the Lord said he would be. It doesn't take very many. It can be just two or three.
Here I am, Lord, in your presence today. I enter your presence in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, and I give all of myself to you. Let your Spirit work in me, Father, today and every day that you give me breath. Father, thank you for being a good God, a loving God, even when things are difficult. Sometimes it may be difficult for me to know that you are good all the time. But I know you are, and I know you love me, and I know there are things that come into my life that will strengthen my faith in you and provide more joy. Thank you for the joy that you do place in my heart, even during those difficult times, Father. Thank you for this time today where I may come into your presence and worship you and thank you for all you've done for me, for saving me from all of my sins, for forgiving me of those sins based on what Jesus Christ did on the cross of Calvary. He paid my penalty, a penalty that I could not pay, Lord. And he did it because you asked him to. He did the will of the Father, as I want to do your will as well, Father. Thank you for those that are joining me today. Bless them, Lord, as they worship you along the way with me. And Father, teach us today that even during those difficult times, those valley experiences that we go through, that you are there beside us, that you will never let anything come into our lives that hasn't passed through your hands first, and that you mean to draw us closer to you. Thank you for the talents that you've given the singers and the musicians today, for the scripture that we'll share later, Father, and for all the devotionals and the testimonies that will come during this program to remind us that you are good all the time and you are loving as well. So, Father, bless us and make us a blessing as we witness to others today here on A Call to Worship. And Father, I ask that you take pleasure in our praise today. We love you, and we praise your holy name, and we thank you for your love and your faithfulness to us. We know, Father, that we can count on you every moment of every day.
Morning by morning, new mercies.
is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Solo voice of Steve Green singing for us. You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. Psalm 9, verse 10 says, those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. I'm going to share the entire ninth psalm in a minute or two. You're welcome to read along with us as we worship our Lord together. And now Psalm 9, a psalm of David. I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of your wonders. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. My enemies turn back, they stumble and perish before you. For you have upheld my right and my cause. You have sat on your throne, judging righteously. You have rebuked the nations and destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their names forever and ever. Endless ruin has overtaken the enemy. You have uprooted their cities. Even the memory of them has perished. The Lord reigns forever. He has established his throne for judgment. He will judge the world in righteousness. He will govern the peoples with justice. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Sing praises to the Lord enthroned in Zion. Proclaim among the nations what he has done, for he who avenges blood remembers. He does not ignore the cry of the afflicted. O Lord, see how my enemies persecute me? Have mercy and lift me up from the gates of death, that I may declare your praises in the gates of the daughter of Zion, and there rejoice in your salvation. The nations have fallen into the pit that they have dug. Their feet are caught in the net they have hidden. The Lord is known by his justice. The wicked are ensnared by the work of their hands. The wicked return to the grave, all the nations that forget God. But the needy will not always be forgotten, nor the hope of the afflicted ever perish. Arise, O Lord, let not man triumph. Let the nations be judged in your presence. Strike them with terror, O Lord. Let the nations know that they are but men.
listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. In the background, we're listening to the Praise Strings and their song entitled, You Are My Hiding Place. Do you have a hiding place that you can go to sometimes? When our trouble blows in and stays for a while and our joy seems to fade to the fringes of our existence, you have trouble like that? Well, I do sometimes. Maybe you do too. Well, later on, we're going to be talking about no surprises, how our God says He will be with us all through the way. Even though we might not know it, He is going with us. Our God's perspective says, consider it pure joy, my brothers or sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance, and perseverance must finish its work so that you may mature and complete, not lacking anything. Those are words from Scripture, from the book by James, chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Later on, we'll be talking more about this, how knowing that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Our disappointments and difficulties have a specific role. They test our faith. And when our faith comes under the gun, we continue to keep our eyes on Christ, spiritual muscles is being formed. So don't allow trials to destroy your joy. The joy is not in the process, but it's in the outcome. And to our surprise, it's not God's, but tribulations that are paving the way for growing joy. We'll be talking more about this devotional by Dr. Charles Stanley entitled, No Surprises. I just want to say thank you for your letters and for your financial help with this ministry. Your monthly gifts keeps us going each month, and I just want to say thank you for your gifts. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Well, if you want to check us out on the Internet, you can go to www.calltoworship.us. Lots of good things on that website, including the program, which you can listen to if you miss it by your radio station. You can check out the Scripture to say it was at Psalm 9. We have that there. You can follow along. And we posted the complete playlist for the entire program for today, all the songs of the artists, the album that comes from. So check us out, won't you, at www.calltoworship.us. Once again, that mailing address, Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Now let's go back to the song that's been playing in the background, the Praise Strings, and their song entitled, You Are My Hiding Place.
Maybe it's not easy for you right now to believe that God is on your side. And God is not asking you to pretend. Listen, tough and painful situations have a way of bringing questions to all of us. But it's still true. God is for you. He hasn't forgotten you. And sometimes you need to look beyond the circumstances and declare by faith, God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good.
God is good.
That's right.
All the time, He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good. All the time, through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good.
Yes, He is.
God is good all the time.
I have received numerous letters from people who have experienced God's grace in the midst of a tragedy. But I was especially moved by this letter. Dear Don, you don't know us, and we don't know you except through your praise and worship music. We understand you wrote the song, God is Good, all the time. This song has impacted my husband and me more than you realize. Our son, along with 7 other young people and 4 adults, had traveled to a remote lake in the Canadian wilderness for a spiritual retreat and fishing trip. All week long, they had been singing, God is Good, all the time, as a theme song for the retreat. Late one night, after a wonderful time of fishing and fellowship around the campfire, they got into their boats to travel back to the cabin on the other side of the lake. A storm came up suddenly, and before they could paddle to shore, heavy waves and strong winds capsized their canoe and the 2 boats they had been in. As they were clinging to the boats in the icy 29-degree water, they sang the song they had been singing all week, God is Good all the time, and committed their lives to their Creator. Out of the 12, only 4 survived. Our son Joseph did not. But I know he was able to face death without fear. My friend, perhaps you're in the midst of a storm that is threatening to capsize your marriage, your family, your health, or your finances. Listen, God hasn't forgotten you, and He isn't against you. God is for you, and He wants you to trust Him today in the midst of whatever storm you are facing. Let His peace come to you as we declare by faith, God is good. All the time.
God is good all the time.
For years, I had been a productive, life on the edge, happy-go-lucky, but empty woman. I had worked in the glamorous world of the film industry and had traveled to exciting countries with famous people. 2 failed marriages had brought me to a casual attitude about love, sex, and commitment. I was always in love with someone or other, often someone of more fame than substance. My only relationship with any meaning was a 7-year affair with a married man, which resulted in an abortion and our separation. Life on the edge had become an endless cycle of searching for God and failing, then trying to convince myself that I didn't need Him. It was this hunger for reality that took me on a journey into the New Age movement. Since I had no belief in anything so corny as demons or devils, I experienced no fear. I thought I was on my way. So I turned away from everything else in my life and concentrated on the so-called deeper truths of this new world. As I was slowly seduced deeper and deeper into this web of deception, I was completely unaware that I had given over control of my life to demonic spirits until I heard a voice say to me, I am Lucifer, and you belong to me. Belief in demonic beings and fear were born in me at that moment. I screamed back, No, I belong to God. At that instant, the Prince of Darkness and the King of Glory engaged in a life-or-death battle for my soul. And I'm here today because Jesus won the battle. He heard my cry, forgave my sin, redeemed my past, and brought beauty out of ashes and victory over condemnation. God's love and power are real. There's no failure or bondage that can resist His greatness. I know I've been there, and I can tell you without hesitation, God is for you, and Jesus loves you. Let Him love you to life as He did me.
The longer I walk with Him, the more amazed I become with the seemingly ever-expanding dimensions of God's love for us. Of course, He isn't becoming more loving, for the greatness of His person is unchanging. He is love. But as I have moved through the decades of life with Jesus, I can't describe the joy that comes from discovering more and more of His love all the time. The goodness we sing about isn't simply a happy time thrill when things are going well, nor is it only for crises when we receive those tough time assists from God for our struggles or pain. Yes, there are happy times, and His loving goodness gives them. And certainly there is a special grace for hard times, when God's love comes shining through beyond the trial to shower the glory of His presence in a way that heals hurts and comforts us in sorrow. Oh, there are 1,000 facets to life, and for each one, there's an answering facet of God's great love. And it's always good. He's always there, always for us, always able. So that whenever we deal with questions or concerns, whatever comes or goes, or however much time passes and the answer is not immediately apparent, still His word speaks, saying, "What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who or what can be against us? We are more than conquerors through Him who loves us. And I am persuaded that neither life nor death, angels or dark powers, things present or future, things high or low, there is not any created thing that shall ever be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord."
Jesus can calm any storm in your life. He can restore and renew all that has been lost and broken. And God has promised in His Word that all things will work together for our good. So you see, we can trust Him today with every aspect of our lives, even those we don't understand. So let's declare together with faith in our hearts, God is good all the time.
Walking
And now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley, A Touch of His Joy, Meditations on God's Abiding Joy, published by Zondervan Corporation. Today I want to talk about sorrows and grief, and the fact that it should be no surprise, but it also is no enemy of joy. When trouble blows in and stays for a while, our joy seems to fade to the fringes of our existence. Our reservoir of joy is drained by the stress and strain, and even a smile is hard to come by. How can we possibly entertain joy when hardship is our uninvited houseguest? Well, here is the paradoxical but absolutely critical truth. Trouble is not the enemy of joy, but its friend. Remember what James says in 1:2? Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Is that abnormal or what? Humanly speaking, it certainly is. But from God's perspective, the viewpoint of ultimate reality, the grinding seasons of life can actually stimulate our experience of joy, not crush it. Here is God's perspective. Let's continue in James chapter 1, verse 2, but go through verse 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Consider it pure joy. Now, the Greek word translated consider incorporates accounting terminology. It means to reckon or calculate. Now, this helps. Trials don't make us feel joyful. That's nonsense. But we can take a look at our problems and mark it down as a fact that our trials can add up to joy if we respond to them correctly. But how is this possible? Knowing that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. You see, our disappointments and difficulties have a specific role. They test our faith. Will we cling to God in our adversity or turn to some other source of comfort? Will we continue trusting the Lord to help us or turn away from Him? You see, faith is indispensable in the life of the believer. It's what we live by. When our faith comes under the gun and we continue to keep our eyes on Christ, spiritual muscle is being formed. Hardship, when endured with dependence on Christ, actually serves to strengthen us. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything, is what James said. Our ability to go the distance is enhanced. We gain power for the rough journey ahead. We're better prepared to handle the next battle. Our trials make us seasoned veterans of faith, men and women of integrity, who have been through the heat of spiritual struggle and have retained our confidence in the Lord. The strain becomes our strength. Don't allow trials to destroy your joy. Now, you may have no sensation of cheer as you deal with your heartaches, but God's joy is on the rise when you least expect it. Faith is being mustered, endurance is acquired, and spiritual maturity is being developed. The joy is not in the process, but in the outcome. God is once again working all things together for good. And to our surprise, but not God's, our tribulations are paving the way for growing joy in our lives. A tested faith is a sure foundation for strong joy. Heavenly Father, I've not welcomed my trials as friends like I should, because I haven't seen my trials from your perspective. But I do understand now through the Scripture that they can bring me close to you and strengthen my faith. I don't like the problems I'm dealing with now, but I will, with your help, allow them to press me close to your presence. I thank you that nothing can separate me from your love, Heavenly Father.
Attendeth my
difficult times, we can say it is well with my soul, because God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good.
Well, my friend, I thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. And thank you for your letters. Your gifts every month keep us on the air, and I appreciate that so much. You can write to me to Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And you can find us on the Internet at www.calltoworship.us. And remember that Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry. And now let's continue on with the last song in our program today. It's the Marty Parks Choir, soloist Bonnie Keene, the song Shout to the Lord. Have a great week. See you next week again for a time of worship and praise here on A Call to Worship.
My Jesus.